Hey, Quang here. If you really wanted to support Cracked Media, you can go to cracked-media.com/shop and buy our merch. The website will be updated with limited time merch that supports all the effort that everyone on the Cracked Media crew has and will continue to dedicate to the community. Go visit cracked-media.com/shop. And remember, stay cracked.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Oh my god, I just forgot the number. What are we not? 56.
56.
56.
That's boys what the and girls. Title says.
Boys and girls, humans and children of all ages.
Yeah.
Episode 56.
No AI. Acknowledging the AI in the room.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that a new 2025 thing? AI rights.
Yeah. Which, by the way, the AIs that like sit in on your meetings and take notes for you, if you guys don't have an AI assistant, oh my gosh, please get one. Make sure, like, I'm really not going to take a notes, but man, AI has helped in so many ways.
Bro. Especially when half of your meeting is just people going back and forth on the same topic.
Mm-hmm.
And then your head's like, this is
throwing in different buzzwords.
Yeah. You see the AI scrolling back up. All right, let's add to this topic that was stated 15 minutes ago.
Synergy was stated 23 times in this half-hour meeting.
Alignment.
It's got like a word count. Efficiency was only mentioned once.
Yeah, man, that is surely a thing.
It's actually kind of funny you mentioned that because, bro, the more and more I use AI, the dumber I realize it actually is. Like,
it's like computers.
Like I knew like it had its limitations, but like, stress testing those limitations is really interesting. It's like fucking, yeah. It's just funny to hear people complain of after accurately figuring everything out and like actually going into everything and using it myself, and everybody's just like, "Hey, oh, he's gonna take our jobs." Like, it's not smart enough to do that, I guarantee you.
Yeah,
it's not even close, dude. It can't even generate half my words correctly.
Like, speaking of generating words, guys, J-Dog did it. Officially, J-Dog has made our XP share bingo card for 2025. We are 9 months in. Let's go.
No big deal.
Let's go. Oh, it took a while.
We are missing CJ.
Studies are showing the more you use AI, the dumber you get. Yeah, I mean, that's also a factor. I don't know about getting dumber, but you're certainly not getting smarter unless you're looking up the right stuff. That's for damn sure.
When was the last time that CJ and I were on anything Cracked Media at the same time? Because I think I think that he's dodging me. I did receive some papers in the mail. I haven't read them yet.
Oh no, not the papers. He did mention a big life change was coming, so
they look like court documents, but I'm not too good at English, so
well, I hope everything works out between you two. I really do.
Wedding's coming up.
Well, so is this like the big announcement? Is this where you confess? Oh, yeah. wrong word, huh? what are you talking about here?
I'm trying to think.
Are there any big announcements for Cracked Media as far as the last couple of weeks go? I've been kind of MIA for a little bit.
I'm trying to think of what I can and can't disclose right now. I probably should have listed this out prior. I'm super prepared, guys. Don't worry about it.
XP share prepared on time.
Let's see. Mark it off. We do have... Oh, what's today's Bingo. Date?
The 14th.
DBD, the second Proving Grounds, the next Proving Grounds for DBD will be announced in 2 days. We will throw out signups for that when they're ready to get that going. So that's going to be sick. I'm not 100% sure when stream is going to be. I feel like it's going to be on the following Saturday, the 27th, but don't quote me on that. Again, more details to come. Let's see what else we got. We may be getting into a new game within the next month.
New game?
Another 1-3 team oriented FPS, depending on game mode.
I know what you're talking about. Okay.
May or may not include a ring and lots of guns.
I'm listening.
I
listen.
So, so that should be going on sometime in October. Setting the dates for that announcements TBD, of course. And let's see, we got a very very special project coming up on October 1st. If you know, you know. So stay tuned for announcements on that. It's going to be sick.
Can't wait. Hype.
What else? There was something else that I wanted to talk about. Oh. The most important part. The caveat. Or the caviar, I should say. On top. If you have not already, there is a slight teaser of some object coming to Cracked Media in the announcements channel. Wearable. Obtainable. Washable. Some other word that describes what that was.
Good buzzwords, Justin. I look crazy. Damn.
What? Smartwatches.
Smartwatches.
I went to washable, it might have been Quang.
Yeah. Word, it might have been Quang, absolutely.
Practice getting merch shirts. Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Correct merch.
The merchesses. The merchesses.
It's coming.
They're going to be marketing classes about that bit right there. That's.
Hey, this is all for posterity, all right? What else are we doing XP share for other than posterity? Other than to prove that what we said 13 to 30 episodes ago was absolutely correct and spot on.
Yeah. As long as there is a, what do you call it? As long as it's been within the year, it will be correct. Within a year, sorry.
Speaking of, I think we're about to I think we're actually about to bring up one of those topics here during the end of the podcast, so stay tuned for that.
Okay, real quick, because I was out in the mountains touching grass last episode. Did you guys end up talking about what was it, the Dorito silent?
Oh,
yes, because I think that stuff is cool.
We didn't, if actually. You guys,
have you heard about this? Other than the fact that I DM'd you guys to talk about it.
I did look it up, finally, yes.
Do you know about it, Mikey?
No.
Okay, so Dorito...
as we're talking had, about AI.
had looked at the gaming culture, looked inside themselves, realized that the MLG memes are coming back, the Dorito brand getting some notoriety, decided, you know what the biggest problem about online gaming is with your friends? Is that every time they need to bite a crisp, not stale chip, it's going to bleed every headphone user in that group call. Now, so they released an AI-assisted tool to filter out chip noises called Dorito Silent. Because what's the crispiest chip on the market? It is Doritos.
It is Doritos.
And apparently it works pretty goddamn good. I have not used it. Personally, I don't eat a lot of chips while I'm on the microphone. But
while you're on the MIC?
Yeah. But if anybody that I play fucking team games with, if I hear a good crash in my ear, just know.
Punishment.
Just know that Doritos has solved the problem using AI.
the true innovators.
I would argue that kettle chips are crispier than Doritos. I would agree with that to a certain extent. My only argument is that a Dorito is a specific brand of chip, and kettle chips are a type of chip, if you will. Kettle cooked. But
there's a point there.
I don't.
Jay, what's up?
But thank That's God for fun, America, you know. Thank God for Doritos.
These are the problems that we need to address, you know.
Please Indeed. Ignore my cats too. Because
the important issues are being addressed.
Yes, guaranteed.
Why?
Guaranteed.
Why try to fix all of esports when you can just fix your Dorito crunch?
That might fix esports. I'm just saying. I who knows?
The rage meter, when you hear that crunch, you know, that might just turn it down a little bit, you know?
Welcome to Cracked Media, where sometimes we talk about important issues.
Exactly.
True.
Exactly. True. Now you're getting it. The real important issue, though, is did you grab your bingo card for this episode?
That's true. That is true.
The bingo card.
The bingo card. This is something that hits a little bit more. Since I'm back, I decided that I will actually bring up some esports news topics. I know we don't do that all the time. I know that isn't always on the agenda. But Koi was kicked out of the Premier Valorant League, the VCT, basically for lack of content creation. Now, there were three reasons that Riot announced as the reason they're kicking Koi out of the VCT. Number one was performance. Number two was lack of skin sales. And then number three was lack of content creation or content hours.
Lack of skin sales?
The only one that really makes sense to me personally was the last one, which is lack of content hours. If you know anything about esports, especially in the last like 20 years before franchising, and VCT is not a franchised league, to be clear. Before franchising, a core part of the a lot of the contracts that esports teams would make with sponsors and other individuals would be, hey, we will make an X number of, we'll stream an X number of hours promoting the content, an X number of videos to promote the brand or whatever, right? And VCT is not doing well. Valorant Esports is not doing very well, according to analytics. And Koi has been kicked out.
You know, it's kind of it's kind of funny. Like between like the five of us here, three of us are on like a different topic. You're on the topic of them being shit for content creation. Jay's talking about their skin sales. And the first thing I noticed when I went to that page was their shitty ass fucking record.
Yeah. Okay. So my thing, right, is that like the reason why I'm like, okay, the third thing, the content creation is the only thing that really makes sense as far as like kicking somebody out, right? You can't, if you're going to be a shit team, people aren't going to buy your skins. That's just kind of what happens. But there always has to be a shit team. There has to be someone, especially in a non-relegation league.
Yeah, but like 1-6 though? Like, brother?
Why you say it like that?
I'm saying you can be 1-6 and so like most you can I say that you can be a shit team. People won't buy your skins if you're a shit team. That's not true. You can be a shit team and still be very popular.
Yeah, for sure.
You just have to have like the personality,
social media presence. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the content creation, which is why I am looping it all around.
Back to the point.
Yeah, and granted, to be clear, this is also exclusively for the Europe VCT. And I will say the reaction from the general community is like, this is kind of a bullshit reason to kick someone out of a competitive league, blah, 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 blah. But these stories that came out were like, yeah, Riot were working with us for like 3 months earlier in the year, and then they stopped working with us on it. So we thought we were good. And I'm like, don't you have contract terms that don't you have minimums that you're supposed to be hitting? This should all be all should be written out. I don't know.
Imagine a contract being a contract.
Yeah, because ultimately it's like it's hard to be like mad at Riot for me personally, because I'm like, it this sounds like just like a breach of contract that they did bring up amid to the team's CEO. Had explicitly said, yeah, we knew that we were breaching contract and we were working on it, but we thought we made it up and we were good.
Wait, is that what they said?
Yeah, basically.
God.
I'm like, how do you...
So basically it's just miscommunication.
No. Miscommunication seems like a long shot. to me, because generally, right, with these kind of situations, you have a guy at the top that's like, hey, you're not meeting your goals, we need you to hit these goals.
Yep.
And then you see, you're like, okay, you're working towards doing that, thank you, and then you leave because you can't handhold literally everybody.
Yeah,
that's not feasible. So your first reaction as an owner, as a responsible individual in whatever project, shouldn't be, oh, they let go of my hand, I guess I'm doing...
Yeah.
Wait, hold on, your voice got there. You said, they let go of my hand, I guess what?
I guess we're doing fine. I guess we're in the clear.
That's not real.
That's not real people. That's not how the world works.
Well, I mean, obviously their fault on their end, but it's like, I think a lot of tier 2, tier 1 maybe not so much tier one teams, because they kind of, obviously they get it. They're tier one for a reason. But like these tier two teams that are trying to be tier one, you need to have somebody like be that liaison, right? You can't, you can't rely on the organization to be like, you need to do this because we put it in your contract, so you should know what to do. They're not gonna worry about that shit.
the worst part is that Koi is getting kicked out of the tier one scene.
Yeah.
It is a tier one team. They should have people for this. They do manage it in every other esport that they are a part of. They're part of the franchised League of Legends tournament in Europe. So I don't know. I genuinely can't imagine what fumbled within that organization. I wanted to bring it to everyone's attention because I don't know why the community is mad at Riot specifically.
Yeah, that's kind of wild.
There's a lot of reasons to be mad at that company. There's a lot of reasons to not like that company.
This isn't one of them.
This seems very simple, cut and dry. Hey, we had a contract. You didn't keep up with it. While you started to slip, we tried to step in. It looked like it was fine, but clearly it wasn't. If we need to hold your hand, we can't trust you to do this. I'm leaving.
I think that there's always going to be fans that get outraged at things like this as well, even though it's a totally logical reason for them to not get outraged at it, because, like, bro, it's right there in the writing, like, you know.
Yep.
Acting like or not acknowledging it doesn't make it indifferent, you know. Obligations, you didn't meet them, gotta go. It's a job, right?
It's hard on the other end too, right? Because Riot, like I said, Valorant Esports is not doing well. And the only way that you can support a scene like that is by bringing in revenue somehow, bringing in sponsors, bringing in big names. But if the big teams, if your tier one teams, right, aren't doing their jobs, then it's going to be rough, especially because this isn't a franchised league. Big difference between most esports and franchised leagues like Valorant, or not Valorant, sorry, League of Legends, I think Call of Duty is now franchised.
Yep.
Yes.
Is that the teams are taking on part of the cost of running the tournament. It's a whole ecosystem where cost and rewards are shared by every single team. So everybody's invested. And it can be nice. It's still not doing great for every esports league out there, to my knowledge, that nobody's profitable yet.
The scene is a complete mess, and that goes all the way down to the T3 and grassroots scenes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So if you don't I don't know. I think Riot's also desperate, and we might be seeing the death of Valorant soon.
Uh-oh.
That's kind of wild.
That's a take and a half.
I'm worried because the VCT is not doing well, for one. They're losing players everywhere. And fucking, now it's basically pretty clear they're very desperate for viewers, for revenue, and Riot them. Since there's no franchise league for Valorant yet, Riot is taking on 100% of the cost and the risk of running an esports league there.
You know, I actually wonder, like, is it possibly a mistake that from the gate Riot went as hard as they did on having this tournament? I mean,
sure. No, I'm kind
of, even I... being, yeah, like being a larger company, why not just have some small tournaments? Like go to a freaking, Holiday Inn or something, you know, and just do it like the good old days.
You want to know why? You want to know why, Juice? I don't know if you remember the good old days. I don't know. I don't know how much you remember 20 years ago when we had, what is it? Fucking, what was it? I was gonna say EMAs, but that doesn't sound right. The Intel Masters, the IMs.
Oh, I
all those tournaments.
Oh yeah.
Intel Masters, all those where a bunch of different companies were just hosting tournaments for a bunch of different things. So Riot did kill that single-handedly. To be clear, Riot is the reason why those don't really exist anymore.
I feel like it's story time. Am I missing something?
Oh, do you not know? So with League of Legends being the biggest game in the world, Riot was like, oh, we're going to have full streaming rights.
Oh, yeah.
As part of our terms of services for League of Legends so that everyone has to watch Riot streams and Riot tournaments for all these things. And if you aren't a Riot tournament, then you don't get to stream League of Legends unless you have like Riot sponsorship and blah, 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 blah.
Wow.
Which meant that, you know, IEM, that's what it was. IEM stopped doing League of Legends, but because League of Legends was out, that's like a whole bunch of the tournament's revenue and viewership and all that slowly killed off everything. I think Dota and Call of Duty, Dota and Counter-Strike are the only two that still kind of have stuff like that. But those tournaments really feel like a Dota tournament with Intel as a sponsor rather than an Intel tournament with those games in it.
I haven't been to an IEM since StarCraft was still a thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, is IEM still running?
I think it died with... I think IEM literally died with ESL.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. ESL is not a thing anymore. Like, yeah, Riot killed all that single-handedly. Almost proudly.
Interesting. Almost proudly. Damn it, Riot.
Don't they have... They have League in the EWC, right?
Yeah, EWC is kind of the new thing. But EWC is so massively...
I mean, they just got fuck you money. Profitable.
Yeah, they're not making any money from that. That's a whole nother thing that I don't know if you guys talked about the whole... fucking sports washing of it all.
We've been kind of touching on it a bit, but I just don't like.
I refuse to watch EWC for a couple of reasons. One, it's just like not a good. It's never a good tournament. Specifically for League. I don't know about other games. It's kind of nice for chess because chess players. Finally have a chance to make money. Fun fact, if you aren't like top three in chess, you cannot make money from chess.
Yeah.
Up until recently. Yeah. That's like... So, you know, I'm glad that they have something. League of Legends, it's just a bad tournament. It happens right after another major tournament with the same teams. I don't know. It's always really weird when you have tournaments like that where you're like, I like the team, but I don't like the tournament. I don't like the people running it.
Yeah, it's I don't know. The first time I saw EWC, I was just like, that's the first thing that came to mind. I'm like, how much money are they losing and how much do they not give a fuck?
You know what we need? You know what we need? We need WCG back. I don't know if we could ever do that again. Oh, I don't know if there's a way that we can organize WCG in like a real way. But I missed WCG was my shit. I loved that tournament series. Horribly run, but I love the concept.
I mean,
what
I do kind of want to like get Crack Media to the point of where we're doing something like that, but like obviously a lot more organized and not EWC.
Do you know? It sounded like Juice. You were gonna ask what WCG was.
Yeah, yeah.
The World Cyber Games. So WCG. I think it died in 2011. But it was basically the World Cup for video games. Any team-based game you had, the country had to have a full team of people from that country. So, like League of Legends, most teams have a mixture of people from a bunch of different countries. I mean, European League is literally the EMEA, which is all of Europe. But then you will have like Korea versus China versus America versus Canada. It's like the whole idea of it. And while League might not be the most interesting in that aspect, but I think like most of the shooters would be really, really interesting. Valorant would be way more interesting in that capacity. Cause like Korea is sometimes good, sometimes garbage. Same with like China. And any shooter like that, Europeans are always really, really strong. And America always randomly pops off, too.
Every now and then,
Yeah.
Like in Rainbow Six.
Yeah, imagine having like Norway. Imagine having Norway, America. Imagine having Norway versus America, Rainbow Six. Just
a lot of smack talking. And freaking chanting.
Well, yeah,
I think it's kind of funny because actually, I think the ones who dominate R6 is actually like South America.
Yeah,
they pop off sometimes too, for sure.
I was just saying, yeah, especially with people who don't play together normally, you're just like, oh, who actually is the GOAT, right?
Yeah.
And it's kind of like the World Cup where like most people, I think, like the layman, the World Cup holds a lot of weight. But ultimately, it's expecting people to play their best during the World Cup is so fucking wild to me. Because it's a bunch of people they've never played with a coaching staff that isn't their coaching staff. All kind of rushed leading into this massive tournament. So it highlights a lot more individual skill than like team play and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I think I want a double WCG, Jesus Christ, back. I think WCG was a great concept that didn't have enough funding and was poorly managed. And these are the kind of things that if CJ was here, he'd be like, I'm 20 years old and I don't know shit about anything before 2023.
Course. It was great. It wasn't. So I don't know, man. I mean, you know, for the amount of money that gaming brings in this industry, you would think that tournaments would be bigger. You would think that tournaments would be more successful than it is. I mean, obviously we want those tournaments to succeed, obviously. You know, we don't want them to fail. But again, just for the amount of money that this industry grosses, for some reason, it's like, I mean, as I'm thinking about it now, kind of starts to make more sense, though. Like, it's like the casual community tends to outweigh the competitive one. And let's be honest, many players are competitive versus casual, and realistically speaking.
Well, the sad part is that's not even really the issue.
I mean, it's the question is like, okay, out of your hundreds of thousands of players who play your game, right? how many of those are watching the stream? How many of those are showing up to the venue that you have to pay for, to cover the staff, to cover the rent, to cover the lights? And then on top of that, how many of those people are going to give you any amount of click-through rate so your sponsors feel confident in putting their money into your tournament, and how much money are they willing to give you? And that's the nitty-gritty of it all. That's the real adult shit that we can talk about when the child isn't here.
I got one for you. What are you doing? When I say you, I mean the companies, to make your fans care. Why should these fans give a shit about coming to a tournament in the first place, right? Just building a great game isn't enough. So, what outside of that are you doing?
Well, you know what's crazy?
God.
I was going to say, what's crazy is that we used to, once again, I'm thinking back for like peak league, right? Where we were selling out Madison Square Garden. Because the personalities are like the players are, you're fans of the players, you're fan of the game. Everybody's, it's all these like, I don't know how to say this in a productive way. I think people need to be more toxic. Storylines need to exist because like, Ultimately, video games are entertainment, right? And we're trying to sell the entertainment industry. And granted, this is coming from like America. I understand that different countries and different areas have different values when it comes to entertainment, blah, blah, blah. I'm just saying that I might get into different video games more if I heard that one Valorant player mailed another Valorant player a glitter bomb that just that played fuck you on repeat as it was spraying glitter all over the room.
It's partially that from like a societal aspect, just like how people are nowadays and how society treats those kind of people that would still be Call of Duty unhinged, for lack of a better term. But again, it's also going back to like what you said about League and Riot and all that. You gotta not take opportunities away from everybody else, right? Like, if you want a scene to grow, you gotta let people grow it. But then, in that aspect, in my experience for the last 15 motherfucking dreadful years, nobody wants to work with anybody else. Everybody has a fucking ego. And that's not just players, that's org owners, event owners. Everybody has their own fucking ego and they want to make their way to the top by themselves. They want to do everything by themselves. And cool, that's fine. You could build something by yourself, but don't get butthurt when it doesn't go your way, when it takes you 10 plus years to do something that somebody just did in 2 years. Because they actually collaborated with people. They actually put in the work. They actually found the team of people who want it to work, right? So it's just... what it comes down to is just society shit, honestly. Like,
I will say something to think about, too, is that I genuinely don't think younger kids are playing games competitively as much.
Well, that's the thing. That's Bro, that's been the fucking viewership for the last 10 years, and nobody is tapping into that.
Well, I think even like new games, I genuinely don't think that people are as interested in playing. Like, I think that primarily the competitive atmosphere is geared towards you, me, Juice, the three of us. Like, our age group is
pinpoint. That's the other thing is, like, why would a kid who has grown up
Minecraft.
Yeah, playing Minecraft, watching PewDiePie, watching Markiplier, you know, Jacksepticeye, all these entertainers, why the hell would they want any interest in anything competitive if it's just player at a computer just, oh, they got skill. Oh, he did something cool. Like, no, they're just going to go back to the entertainer that actually, like, they can just sit back and watch popcorn and enjoy themselves and put it on a second screen or something. So it's like, there's that divide there that, again, going back to, like, bring back the toxicity, build some fucking storylines, build something that brings people in and keeps them entertained, that doesn't make them want to go watch fucking Shroud instead of the fucking next CSGO major, right?
Something I wish was available, and I don't know how it could be even remotely, but I wish there was some regionality still. Video games. I know Overwatch kind of tried to do that with each team being represented by a city, but it didn't really matter because everybody was still playing out of the exact same studio. I think it would be really cool to have like four. Once again, we don't have enough. Part of the problem is that we don't have enough good players to do this in America, but it'd be really cool in America to have a West Coast, East Coast. Like West Coast teams, East Coast teams, South teams, Midwest teams. You just have like four conferences or whatever. That way you can
like NFL
be excited about your region. Yeah, exactly. Be excited about your region, be excited about your team and have some regionality to it. Part of the problem, I was like, because I think about this a lot, which is like, why do people care about the NFL? But don't care about Call of Duty, CS, Counter-Strike, League of Legends, etc. Like, what's the difference? What's the difference when, like, Worlds really hype every time I watch it? Because every time you lie to yourself, the best part about being a hype for a region is that you lie to yourself up until the very end. Until it's no, you know?
Well, so okay, you so let's.
That there's every single win that might happen, even if there's no chance.
Let's take this from a professional here. Juice Wayne, my good sir.
Football's the worst.
Why would you watch the Oakland Raiders versus 49ers game instead of a deadlock tournament?
So I have a lot of personal. I mean, I've been watching the Raiders since I was like 7 years old, and I grew up playing football. It's like embedded within my family. So I've been to Raiders tailgates time and time again, and you know, the community aspect, I would say, is probably the reason why I would watch that over a deadlock tournament. There's a tie. There's a personal tie to it.
Valid.
Which is something that we have talked about before, is that the reason why, for example, Optic is so, like, is like Optic is up here and every other Call of Duty organization is like beneath the foundation, is because they have found ways to grip onto the community. Like the people, those are recognizable names through streams, through Nate Shot, through the... Like, those
literally, you know, so big they
created a community.
another organization in 100 Thieves because Nashot was able to latch onto the Optic brand so aggressively that he was able to create a merch brand.
I mean, and let's be clear, Nashot is the reason why Optic is is where it is today, right? Like he's the one that started the streams and the YouTube content, but he was consistent as fuck, and it was always showing his face, right? Then of course the vlogs come, and I mean, I feel tied to Optic, you know, because I've seen the vlogs, Flamesword, Bows, all those guys, right? Maniac. So I can't do that for another esports org. I really can't. It's kind of difficult. Not to mention with esports org, players switch and swap all the fucking time. Roster Mania is insane, you know. So
they literally call it Roster Mania.
Yeah, literally call it Roster Mania. So it's hard to feel too connected. I mean, the same thing happens in the NFL, right? I mean, players get traded all the time. I feel more tied to the Raiders as an organization as opposed to the players on the Raiders team. So I guess that's slightly different. But anyways, community is what it comes down to.
Well, that's the other thing, too. It's like, like you said, you know, tailgating at, I mean, pretty much any sports event nowadays, like,
a lot of fun.
You're not gonna, you don't see that at an esports event. You barely see people talk to each other at an esports event. People are probably more scared to come together in terms of the whole social society aspect of it than anything, right?
It is also, like, I will say that it is also, people are way more willing to get together to, like, just watch football than they are for most other, or for esports in general. The only exception to that, I think, is, or, like, the only place that wasn't true for me was Korea. I went to Korea back in like 2010, 2011. I drove out to a random high school in the middle of fucking nowhere because that's where the TV broadcast was being streamed for. What's the fucking Star League called? Oh, fuck. GSL. I remember it now. GSL. GSL Season 2. I went there and that was the most diverse crowd I've ever seen. In this fucking high school auditorium in Korea to watch pro players play fucking StarCraft 2. And after everything was over, everybody kind of walked out talking about it. I talked to like these two Norwegian guys who was like, yeah, we flew out from Norway to watch, Foxer, no, I can't remember. Marine King Prime. Fucking play in the GSL finals. And I'm like, that's so cool. Do you speak Korean? They're like, no, it was a bitch and a half to get here. but I part of me just thinks that, like, kids aren't. We might be. The industry might be just too new at this point. It might be too new for people to indoctrinate the next generation, right? Because for gaming, generations happen so fast.
I have a thought on this.
Yeah.
So something that we were talking about Optic and how they're a brand, right? And the community, like the Call of Duty community, has been making fun of Activision because they said that Skump, who started doing watch parties for COD tournaments, was getting more viewers than the actual COD tournament stream itself. And it makes sense, right? I mean, Skump is considered like one of the greatest to ever play the game, and he has a really big online presence, yada yada yada. People who don't even play Call of Duty know who Skump is. So
Skump.
Why? So what if other players or other you know, content creators that bring in large crowds do the same thing, right? Now, other content creators have already started doing this, but what I'm saying is, like, let's make this, like, sanctioned by, you know, these companies where it, I mean, maybe you don't really need to have your own stream. I mean, like, if Shroud and Summoner are bringing in 50,000, you guys only bring in 5. Okay. Hey, Shroud.
Nah.
You wanna start to watch parties? And, I mean, we might run into like a watch party culture. Who knows? But I don't know. I mean
that even that,
if
that,
you want to get more eyes in your game,
go to the streams. So I can explicitly talk on. God, these are all topics that I have looked into. That specifically, the problem is that those numbers cannot correlate to the actual game stream, unfortunately.
But they haven't. They have for Call of Duty. I mean, Call of Duty is proving that it can work.
It is true for League of Legends too. But the problem is that it means that the League of Legends stream makes $0 off of that stream. And sponsorship can weigh in the number of people that see that. But that means that for Shroud to co-stream a tournament, right? Might be good for the tournament, but the tournament needs to be like, okay, if you're going to co-stream it, you have to show every single ad. You have to not talk over these things. You have to do all these. Would you enter in a contract to do so? Up into a very specific point, Shroud might say yes, but Shroud might also be like, I guess I'm just never co-streaming this ever again because that's too much work. Which is also fair. Because it is a lot of work to when you were the one technically with all the, but if Shroud doesn't,
you got to pay him well.
But if Shroud is going to talk over every ad, talk over every downtime, all that stuff, then there's no reason for a sponsor to sponsor the mainstream, to sponsor the tournament, to give money to something where they're literally never going to be shown to 80% of the audience.
Well, again, that kind of goes back to my point earlier, too, is like people would rather watch somebody entertaining than watch a fucking esports tournament. And especially if that's somebody entertaining who has commentary over an esports tournament, they're going to watch that over the esports tournament. Like it's just that simple.
Every time.
What I think they need to do, and this is something that I've thought for a very long time. What I think they need to do is fucking not. They need to partner with like Buffalo Wild Wings, fucking bars, fucking smaller communities just all around everywhere and say, hey, there's special watch party events happening at these places. On the receipt is a promo code for a skin or some other cosmetic. Right? If you just show up and watch it.
Which has worked for me.
Yeah. Yeah. They do that for other shit too. Even just the chance to win something, right? Fucking. Yeah. B-Dubs did the, was it NFL? Where you could, like, possibly win a jersey or something like that for the Super Bowl a few years ago? Was that? Something like that. And I was like, I might go. Like, just for the chance to. Like, I don't, who knows?
That's the other thing, too. It's like, they, unless you're a big company that throws your own LAN, and even then, outside of the LAN itself, the world of esports is still focused like 95-85% online, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Is that like now that the average gamer, right? The average gamer age is in their 30s. We're still, and we'll probably consistently be the average as we get older. Since the average like hardcore gamer is in their 30s, why not make it like a public, like make it, start partnering with these bigger companies, start partnering with these people that can give away shit. Cause like, let's be real. Yeah. skins are free for them to make. There's literally zero actual money them to hand things out. And companies would happily do like it costs. It also costs B-dubs. It costs whoever $0 to do that. To be like, yeah, we'll print out an extra line on our receipt.
Yeah.
And fucking.
Well, what about the the printering, Quang?
Yeah, you're right. but yeah, but the and also people who might have like never played League, be like, look up. Because that's kind of the cool thing about a lot of these sports bars, is that you kind of look up and you're like, oh, I haven't watched that sport in a hot minute. Like, I think I have watched more tennis at bars than I have in any other setting.
Than anywhere else.
Quite literally.
Bro, that's the
thing. And it's kind of hype every single time.
If there's a TV in there, somebody's gonna watch it. Like it's that simple. Like
someone will.
If I brought Christina in here right now, and you asked her how many times I, either knowingly or unknowingly, positioned myself to watch a TV while we were out to eat, it's a pretty high percentage.
And whatever's your hype. And, like, I'm not saying that you need to stream every single fucking game or whatever. Yeah. You know which games are going to be hype, which ones are not. Everyone knows. Everyone knows the kind of narratives that you want to build. Blah, 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 blah. But fucking just having it on a screen constantly in places that people are. Well, one, tell people, be like, oh, yeah, hey, remember playing this shit? You remember playing this shit? It's still going on. Why don't you watch it for a little bit until like a really big moment happens and everyone gets a little hype and you're like, oh, fuck, that was really cool. Now I kind of want to play the game.
Say her name and she appears. 99%, Jesus Christ, stop it.
And also, you know, people just know that like for the esports scene, it doesn't matter how many people are actually playing the game, as long as people are still watching, because that's true for like traditional sports, right?
Yeah.
Minus soccer, I don't think there's a single game, professional game out there that people are like, oh, I could have gone pro. Sorry, soccer and basketball, those are the two that basically everyone says. No, you know, if it wasn't for this knee injury that I
got, yeah,
would have gone pro.
Yeah, no, touche.
Even that feeling gets people to watch more, right? Because people are like, oh shit, what's going on now? What are these youngins doing?
Yeah,
you know, I think that ultimately, I'm gonna go back to what J-Doc said earlier too, is headlines. You know, if you give me a good headline where I know these two teams really hate each other, or there are two guys in the team that just want to mouth off every time that they get a kill on each other, something like that, that's going to make me want to tune in every time. You know, yeah. It's going to make me want to, it's going to make me want to watch the match. So, yeah, well, you know, headlines is definitely an important thing.
Like how many people actually like watch Call of Duty for Call of Duty and not for Scump or Nadeshot to pop off and, you know, say slander to somebody right across the room, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, I'm filling out my bingo card. I went on a huge rant, and now I realize that we've talked about a lot of things, and I'm trying to catch up.
Xbox, PlayStation, EA, Blizzard.
We talked about Blizzard. We already talked about Blizzard. You don't have to
bring access. It,
did we?
Yeah. I brought up StarCraft.
Oh yeah, true. I would have missed that one.
We said Ubisoft like straight up. We said EA straight up. Did I talk about Fortnite? Because I was gonna bring up Fortnite.
I said early access just now, so there you go.
Oh my god. We're just giving out free points.
Everyone's like center right square is just CJ talks about wrestling and CJ's not here. Ruining everything.
God damn it, CJ. Everybody go in the Discord and at CJ and be like, you fucked up my bingo for this episode.
Speaking of bingo. I've seen this line on our call sheet here. Juice, can you not play Borderlands 4?
No.
No. Bro, nobody can play Borderlands 4. There's like...
Bro.
They're getting review bombed. Like, as if anybody was surprised. They're getting review bombed because they didn't optimize their game because nobody can play it because you're still getting sub 30 FPS on a fucking 4090.
I see.
Yeah, okay. Bro.
Oh, but console's fine.
Yeah.
Console's fine. Of course. Console's always fine because they program it for consoles. But PC? Nah, they're not. It's just not worry about any of that.
That's your fault for not realizing that Hollow Knight is the best game out there.
Bro, I feel so bad like that I haven't played Hollow Knight and Silksong's out and it just looks so good and I'm just...
Silksong will only be harder if you haven't played Hollow Knight, is what I hear. I haven't finished Hollow Knight, so I bought Silksong explicitly for me to finish Hollow Knight first. I have this problem. I probably have to start from the beginning of that game again. I did this thing, which turned out to be a speedrun shortcut. Because I saw a challenge and I was like, I can clear this. I can make it to the other side without whatever, because the game is supposed to be challenging, and I'm assuming that the intended way was not the intended way, and I don't remember where I was supposed to go because it wasn't there.
Because that wasn't it.
I did the things there, and I'm like, okay, I have to progress. There's clearly other progression. I just don't remember. And then I stopped playing for, 4 months, which is my attention span.
Meanwhile, everybody's on Silksong and Borderlands 4, and I'm sitting here losing my mind over fucking tenths of a second in our racing
scene. To be clear, like you said, nobody's on Borderlands 4.
Yeah. I'm not until they fix it.
So I think it's kind of interesting.
Or optimize it.
When you say it's on console, are you specifically talking about on PlayStation, or are you talking about both on PlayStation and Xbox?
I don't know about PlayStation. I would assume both consoles are the same, but I just heard it's fine on console, which is
'cause, like,
not a surprise. It probably runs at 30 FPS. They don't care as long as it's smooth. But then you have to deal with PC gamers. They have 3 billion combinations of parts, and you code your game to have to be using the latest and greatest technology when 75% of people probably don't even have higher than a 2090. Let's be honest. Yeah.
This is where I'm curious, because does it work well on a Steam Deck? Because, right?
I have no idea.
I'm imagining, because Xbox made that, like, is making that really big push to make, excuse me, make a bunch of their things Steam accessible, right?
Yeah. They are. But although I still don't know like all the specifics around that, at least not yet.
Yeah, I just heard that Xbox runs fine. Everybody's review bombing Steam because they can't play it on PC. Because apparently the minimum specs aren't even enough. And you know what? That's also like, let's not pretend that there's not the factor of people's hard drives being filled with porn and fucking shit and all this other weird crap in their fucking
nobody downloads temp, porn anymore.
Temp folder. What do you?
LimeWire's gone, brother.
And yet, there are probably still people using it. They got a freaking temp folder that has 5 point. That's using half their hard drive or some shit that they haven't deleted since they got the computer. You know, people that again, this is like just generally people that don't know how to maintenance their PCs in the first place, and they don't have this hardware, so their PCs are already bogged down, and then they can't even. Even if they do fit these minimum requirements, it's not going to perform well. So it's like, it's the caveat. Like, again, if they just took the specs of console and said, hey, we use these specs for console, let's use these specs for PC, because that would be the happy medium. No, instead, we're going to try to use the latest and greatest, which literally 1% of people actually have. And then everybody gets mad at fucking Randy Pitchford because he wants to do a $140, $170 deluxe edition.
Yeah, fuck Randy Pitch.
It's weird.
Sucks, man.
Like,
this is what it is.
It's for those of you who know my gaming kind of background, everybody's shocked that I'm not getting Borderlands 1. Let's just put it that way. Everybody I talk to, no, I'm not. I still don't. If I was going to get Borderlands 4, I would have gotten it on day one. I have no want to get Borderlands 4 at all. Maybe
I am shocked.
Maybe on console one day, but until again they fix the PC issues and people say it's actually stable, like I'm not gonna waste my time that I could put into something like Cracked Media for a game that's not only gonna frustrate me because nobody's gonna fucking play the way I'm playing, nobody's gonna fucking grind the game out I'm the way I am, but it's just gonna frustrate me because it's terribly optimized, just like every other fucking game in the last 5 years. So it's like, I'm not gonna waste my fucking mental stability over that.
What have you been playing, Justin? What's been on J Dog's gaming lists?
Aside from Rematch, like 2.5 months ago, it's been pretty much 100% Forza recently.
That makes sense to me.
And that's only because I moved my steering wheel over to Christina's computer, and she doesn't. We're currently not family sharing on Steam. I thought we were, but I guess we're not for some reason. So I haven't downloaded Assetto on it. So we just downloaded Forza, and I've just been sitting there learning tracks for the past like month and a half. So that's where I've been.
Time trials.
Oh, I've been. I got a little story on that one. Come to find out, I don't know when the fuck this happened. I'm pretty sure I accidentally. Probably not accidentally. I probably purposely did it because I thought it was a good idea at the time. But I probably did it before I moved everything to her PC. But I've been going through the last month and a half kind of just pretty much thinking I'm dog shit, thinking I've lost it, thinking I'm just like, I'm not hitting my times. I'm not hitting anything right. Something feels off. And I don't know what it is. And finally, I figured out after looking at my actual car telemetry. Mike, did you phase out or you actually like turn off your mic or webcam? They probably went to the bathroom. I didn't. So I started looking at my actual car telemetry you know, which is just like, how much are you pressing the brakes? How much are you pressing the gas? How much you're steering and all that. And I was just like, my brakes aren't engaging right. This is weird. Okay. I kind of knew something. That's what kind of felt off in the first place. It was like, okay. So confirmed, my brakes are acting weird. So I go to try to like recalibrate them, do all this stuff, right? Turns out in the pedal settings, this whole entire time, I've had my brakes set to an exponential curve instead of a linear line. So me pressing the
brake.
Yeah. Well, because on an exponential curve, the pushing in the brakes about 20% would then register end game at 1% of brakes.
No. It's more of like a, would that actually be better for Forza to have the exponential?
No, not at all. That's the thing. I had it on. I needed to turn it off because that's the thing is like when I went to go press the brakes, it would always, there would always be that delay. And even though there was that delay, it was the delay to the 1%, not the delay to the 20%, which should actually be the fact. So figured that out today, put it back on a linear curve. Personal best, section, like, cool. Sure, I was driving like shit this entire time, but like, yeah, that was definitely a factor. I just kind of lost it for like 5 minutes, and I was just like, bro, there's there's no way that this entire time I've just been losing my mind, and that there's just it was a fucking curve. So that's what I've been doing.
I was going to ask you just what he's been playing. He's not here.
But other than that, personally, it's been, I've been doing a lot of go-karting and bowling.
Yeah. Got to get out there. Got to enjoy the real world.
Yeah. It's been fun. It's gotten to the point to where I'm wondering how efficiently spending money on basically renting a cart versus possibly buying a cart has been. Let's just put it that way.
That's so, how often you're going go-karting?
Yep. Oh, yeah. That's
fucking damn.
Yep. Yeah, it's a problem.
Like, I did that math on bowling shoes. My bowling shoes have paid themselves off 6 times over, but that's like a $30 dip.
Well, okay, to be fair, one of the only reasons we're going bowling a lot is because there's this, we finally
that's not what I'm worried about. I'm not worried about your bowling spending, to be clear here.
Wait,
going to the track is expensive enough for go-karting.
Yeah, it's That's the other thing is if I buy my car, obviously I have to do my own maintenance and all that shit. And that's just another money sink. So it's just like, it's.
Bowling is fun. I've thought about buying my own bowling ball so that I could get better at it. I didn't because I'm not that good at bowling and I really don't care that much.
I'm so apprehensive about it, dude. I'm just like.
Buying a bowling ball or the cart?
Both, I guess. I don't know. I feel like I'm not consistent enough with, you know, just house balls and everything that like, buying a ball just kind of scares me, especially trying to figure out like where to drill the counterweight and all that shit too. I'm just like, I feel like I should be more consistent with a regular house ball before I commit to something more personal.
I have at my peak when I bowled a lot, I was averaging like 150, 160. And I was like, do I buy a ball? And then after I had that thought, I stopped bowling. Last time I went, I think I scored an 80, and I'm glad I didn't buy that bowling ball.
I get to the point where I'm like, sometimes I'll be on a huge streak. Sometimes I'll hit 5-7 strikes in a row. And then sometimes I'll barely like hit 2 in a 10 frame fucking increment. And I'm just like, what if, like, how much of an achievement would it be to get a perfect 300 with a fucking house ball? But then with my luck, what are the chances of me going for that perfect 300 and then fucking up on one singular frame and wanting to just fucking yeet the ball across the fucking room?
Yeah, end it all. Yeah, that sounds like us. That sounds about right. Yeah. No, you're doing it. I get it. I was wondering, have you just been playing Deadlock? Has that been the game that you've been playing, sinking all your time in to, since you haven't been able to play Borderlands? Now that you're back in call, but not on screen.
Can anybody hear me? Anybody?
I can hear you.
There we go. Oh, I'm not raging at all. I have been. Yesterday, my girlfriend said she said I was addicted
to Deadlock.
We're just gonna put it that way. She said.
We already knew that.
Yeah. That's not. Wow.
She's just now figuring that out? Jesus criminy.
No, it's not her first time saying it, but yesterday when she said it, it felt real. You know, before it was like, oh, it's funny. Yesterday it felt like, oh, hey, no, this ain't so funny anymore. It is the only game. Like, if I hop on to play a game, it is Deadlock. I don't know what it is. Listen, even Shroud said it himself. He said Deadlock is set to be the greatest game of all time at this rate. I don't know, man. The game just it's got me by the balls.
It's like I tell myself and Christina says too, bro. At least it's not drugs, you know.
Debatable. It's harder to relapse on drugs.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, I'm having a lot of fun with the new characters and all that good stuff. It's always something different, you know? It's every game, something different. So my brain is just firing off at all times.
I've personally been racing them horse girls and
Oh yeah. My god. He's still on it, bro.
And yeah.
It's good. Okay. We actually I've talked about this with some of my other gacha addicted friends, how it actually is a really bad gacha game. If you play gacha mobile games for the adrenaline of pulling new characters and all that, like going through that, it's bad for that because you don't get to pull a lot and it doesn't really try to make you pull more. It's just a good gameplay loop. If you like sports manager games, it's really good at that. If you like roguelikes, if you like seeing big number get bigger, that's what it's good for. I've been really, though it's only been a couple of days, I've been playing a little bit of the Riot. The new Riot fighting game, gone to the beta.
Yeah.
Gone to the beta. Which I was in the alpha lab stuff too. So it's not my first time. I'm still not a big fan of tag fighters. I think this one will be the one that. This is a really good introduction for like baby's first fighting game, I think.
Wait, you said for what?
I think this is good for like baby's first fighting game. Like, if people want to get into fighters, this is a really good one to get into. I don't like tag fighters, is what it's generally called, where you have multiple people on the team. You know, Marvel vs. Capcom, Dragon Ball FighterZ, etc. Like Marvel Tokon is going to be a tag fight. The Invincible fighting game is going to be another tag fight. I get why people like them. It's just not my thing.
Hmm.
Uh, people like playing a lot of different characters. I want to stick with my one and only. But something interesting, since this hasn't really been in the public zeitgeist for that much, is that the 2XKO, the Riot fighting game, you can 2v2. So it's a you can either. So I've been 1v2ing a lot of people online, basically, where I control both my characters, but I'll go up against people who are one. Each of them are controlling their own character. I don't know how the 2v2 works because I'm a loner and I don't have friends. But and I haven't really looked into it. But it's fun. And every time that I do play, like, the 2v1, one person's a lot better than the other. And
naturally,
either I roll and either I get wrecked by one of them and the other one's really hard to deal with, or I get wrecked or I wreck both of them. But I think that's a good way to introduce people into fighting games, you know, having, like, somebody to piggyback off of a little bit.
Who was it that just, where was that? Blackstar is looking. He got access to, if you want to hit him up for.
Never.
A gaming buddy.
You think I could play games to make friends?
Imagine, dude, you're part of the problem. Playing
yes, explicitly. You think I hop into a game of League of Legends because having fun
to play with the homies?
You're ridiculous. I play to win.
I play to win. You can't win with friends. It's just not physically possible.
True. Actually true. I think solo in League of Legends, I have like 100% win rate, but whenever I do, I'm still like a 20% win rate. It is a
sounds about
fact
right.
Of life. The fact of life.
Let's see. Let's do.
I mean,
I can just do that. Oh, I can do that.
What are you doing? Why are you touching things?
Took a screenshot of things. We're gonna need to all put this into chat and figure out, like, because I sure the fuck wasn't paying attention.
I bingoed. So,
wow, way to call it, Quang. Way to call
it. Yeah. Because I just brought up an upcoming title, getting the center line.
With that said, though, if you guys were following along, bingo, we're going to I'll create a channel for it for next one. But for now, we'll just throw them all in general chat.
We're also memeing today because it was the first time. I know we said a lot of buzzwords that were on the on the bingo card for the sake of it, saying the buzzwords. We're just all really excited that we finally have this.
Yeah. I think for sure, though, next episode I'm gonna do a little more of an announcement, and I think we'll actually, like, give away a prize for winners and all that too. So
prize for winners.
A little more excitement. You get to be here, Quang. All right. That's your prize.
God damn it.
We get to have a conversation. Don't sound so excited, all right? Calm down a little bit. Imagine having friends, you know?
Imagine.
As you take some of this. I can't tell if he's mad or just fucking. Fucking hate it here.
I guess we're friends.
Oh my god. All right. Well, that's it for me. We literally just spent like an hour and 15 minutes talking about esports and shit, which I am not against at all. That was
it. You want this? You want us to bring up current topics? I'll bring you the current topics.
Please keep them coming. That was that was very engaging. Let's put it that way. But yeah, this has been episode 5-6, my brethren and amigos. Yeah, stay tuned for new Crack Media announcements, and we will see you in 2 weeks.
Oh yeah.
Adios.
What do Juice Wayne and Batman have in common? Join the Cracked Media Discord to find out. The answer may not be there, but there are a lot of other cool stuff. I promise.